Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about the new moon in Virgo, as well as some good news. Mercury retrograde is ending, but in case you missed it, last week, Jupiter went retrograde. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Libra season and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the new moon in Virgo happens this Thursday, September 14th at 9:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. New moons are new beginnings where we tend to set intentions, and we'll be setting intentions around Virgo themes. So one of the things you might be setting intentions around might include your health, well-being, routines, since Virgo is typically associated with our wellness. So if this new moon is encouraging you to make sure you're getting enough rest, make sure that you're practicing self-care, all of those themes might come up and might be something that you're thinking about during the new moon.
How this affects you is you're going to take a more analytical approach to the things going on in your life and the new intentions that you are setting for this new moon. This is a good time to take a practical approach to making decisions and setting goals for yourself. It's really important that you use your own discernment and that you are paying attention to the details as you are making choices and going about the goals that you set for yourself. Virgo is also associated with helping others, so that is another area that you might be focused on during this new moon. You might want to spend more time with the people that you care about, contribute to different communities that you belong to, and support others in a more tangible and practical way.
So why this matters? Well, as we mentioned, new moons present an opportunity for fresh starts. And since this Virgo energy is really strong, bringing in that practicality, attention to detail, it's a really good time to be establishing some goals, routines, perfect for people who are maybe going back to school or have kids who are going back to school. It's a great time to really get back into that routine again, get into that flow. It's also a good time to be tackling some of the projects that you have that might require some focus and organization, since the Virgo energy is here to help you get organized.
Something you might not know is that Virgo is often associated with being tidy. So during this new moon, you might feel more motivated to organize and decorate your living space. Virgo is an earth sign, so it is more focused on the physical and tangible aspects. So, for example, you may be motivated to declutter, rearrange furniture, or start a new reset routine in your home.
So there are some aspects to this new moon that make this a little bit more interesting. The first is that the new moon will be trine Jupiter, which will be adding this element of optimism and expansion. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're really thinking big about some of the intentions you're setting with the new moon and just feeling very optimistic about starting these new things.
This new moon will also be trine Uranus. This is a good time to break free from past habits and patterns so that you can implement new routines and structures in your life that are more suited to you and your lifestyle.
While there is a lot of this really positive energy in the air, there is one small challenge, which is that the new moon will oppose Neptune. So this might make things feel a little bit confusing, since Neptune does rule confusion. One thing that's worth knowing is that it's going to be really important that you hold firm boundaries. So while you might be really focus on starting some new things, getting into a routine again, and maybe helping others. You don't want to overdo anything and end up burning yourself out. So if you find that you need to be setting boundaries with yourself or others, that's just something to keep in the back of your head. It's that opposition to Neptune.
And lastly, this new moon will also be trine Pluto. Pluto is a more intense planet, so some of the routines and goals that you're setting for yourself might require consistent effort. However, Pluto can be a very healing energy, so you might find that as you are working on your goals and establishing healthy habits in your life, that you are feeling better overall and that you are creating consistency for yourself.
So the next thing that happens this week is that Mercury will station direct in Virgo on September 15th at 4:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that Mercury retrograde is over. After that, any communication issues that had arisen are going to be coming to a close. Things should be feeling back on track again when it comes to expressing yourself and just going about your day-to-day.
How this affects you is you're going to be implementing the lessons that you learned during the retrograde period. Mercury will be in its post-shadow phase until September 30th. So from September 15th until the 30th, the lessons and reflections that came up for you during the retrograde will come to a conclusion and be fully processed so that you can move forward in those areas of your life.
So why this matters is that with Mercury being direct, granted, we're still resolving some of that retrograde energy. We're able to start to bring back that Mercury and Virgo energy, which is great for planning ahead and fine-tuning any projects that you maybe are working on.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Mercury will be direct in Virgo until October 4th at 8:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when Mercury will enter Libra.
So there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mercury is direct in Virgo. The first one being September 25th, Mercury will be trine Jupiter. This is a really great day for thinking really big picture. It's also a great day for learning and gaining new information and knowledge.
And then on September 30th, Mercury will be trine Uranus. This is a time to explore new ideas and try new things. Uranus is all about changing it up. And because Mercury does deal with our thinking and communication, you might find that new ideas, inspiration, and creativity are strong during this time.
And then on October 2nd, Mercury will be opposite Neptune. This could make it a little bit hard to stay in the present moment since Neptune is a very foggy energy and oppositions can create a push-pull dynamic. Just be mindful if you find that you're drifting off into daydreams a little bit. Do your best to just stay present.
And lastly, on October 3rd, Mercury will be trine Pluto. This is a very healing energy. It's a really good time for self-reflection and looking within. You might find that you're more motivated to journal about your experiences and have deep conversations with others.
And that's pretty much it for this week. But if you're curious to know how the new moon in Virgo or Mercury in Virgo affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We do readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in your questions and we'll be able to answer anything you want to know on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week, Libra season will begin. It is the autumnal equinox. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.